and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, day 205. Now, before I get going, very important news. Mike's in a webinar for at least the next 30 minutes. Our lovely princess is poorly. If I disappear, that's why. It's not been the best of days for the little lamb. It started about, I think it was about 3 o'clock in the morning. And it's been going on ever since. Lest you be eating, I'll just say, it doesn't look good on a white dog. And leave the rest to your imagination. At the moment, she's sleeping peacefully. But at any second, she could decide that the garden's a good place to be. In which case, I'll be with her. Right, hello, Simon. Hello, Jonathan. Hello, Kim. CQ, Deb, CQ. Ah, listening to Jonathan talk about Passover again. We need to do all the other festivals, Jonathan, don't we? Ah, and you're quite right, it will be that time again. Hello, Paul. Yes, we are live, Paul. Is it not saying live again? It's not, is it? Oh, for crying out loud. I'll refresh and just see if it is. It's saying day 9 at the moment. Are you going to refresh for me, or are you just going to sit there looking stupid? Oh, the live's not showing. They've obviously done another update. I will put that on a post-it note for Mike's attention and see how we go. But yes, we're live. Paul, we are indeed live. Kim's eating, but bodily functions don't bother her. She's not very well at all. Thing was, it was really strange. She's not had anything like this since she arrived. Maya had this on a regular basis, and he was the weirdest dog. He'd be sitting there whimpering. So you'd be in and out with him all day. But what he actually wanted was a walk, and he had been known to drag Mike out at like 2:30 in the morning and just walk. And that was all he wanted to do, just walk. Even though he was, you know, tummy-wise not good, he just wanted to walk, and that made him feel better. There were days Mike didn't get back for 3.5 hours because he was just walking. And when he decided he'd had enough, Maya would just find his way home and drag Mike back with him. So we were used to it with Maya, and we were saying with Lola, totally different beast until today. But despite being ill in the night, she did eat all her breakfast, and she was like, okay, can I have some more? And she didn't eat any treats yesterday. So she's not overdone it. You know she's capable of overdoing it, but she's not overdone it at all. But she's definitely out of sorts. Our biggest problem is she will not drink. So we've tried all sorts. We've tried lacing it. We've tried it hand feeding her water from our hands. And all she'll do is like lick at your fingers. But we're continuing with that. She won't get away with it. Boiled rice, no salt, with a good dollop of plain bio yoghurt. That's a good idea. I don't think we've got any yoghurt in. But we do have rice, and we've cooked her fresh plain chicken. So we'll see how she goes. I think she'd be better if she drank, but she's obviously at the thing of thinking, you know, I don't like what's happening to me, so I'm not going to eat and I'm not going to drink. So that's where she's at the very moment. Oh, last night was dramatic with work and a release, which spilled over into today. There was some Apple news, but not had a chance to catch up. Oh, I know it's showing day 9. It's live. Now it's gone live again. It's clearly just on a go slow. Just on a go slow. Yes, it's October the 13th, week today. It's MacBites Day. Oh, sorry, it's an Apple event. But like I said, it's MacBites Day. So we will be having a Marooned at Marooned -3, 4 o'clock UK time. Jonathan, you're going to need to finish early that day. Just tell them if they need to see you, they can see you the day after. Then we're going into a MacBites Live. Then we're taking their feed, see what they're up to. Seen as though it's called high comma speed, we're thinking 5G. There'll also be new headphones because they have today stopped selling other people's headphones. Bit of a clue there. Obviously, there'll be the phone, but probably the Tiley thing as well, where you can track things, which, if they're released on that day, could come in very, very handy for Paul and his move. So you can track everything. That'd be cool. I wonder if she would eat boiled rice. We'll try it and find out. There's a plan. Maybe she got into something. Well, that's what we thought, Kim. One thing we did notice was that when she came back, she drank an entire bowl of water. So I don't think she'd had much water at the weekend. So we'll see how it goes. But she's the other thing is she's blowing her coat big style. I wish you could see the house. And what she's doing, which was exactly what Maya used to do, is trying to clear up after herself. I know this sounds ridiculous, but she's trying to lick the fur off the carpet. And we're trying to get it up before she decides it's a good idea to eat it. So the vacuum's been emptied about 9 times and we've now got 2 brushes at it. Oh, and the other issue was, I think this was about 7 o'clock this morning, because I was finishing off all those sessions last night. Gosh, was I tired. So when we'd done all that, just before I went to bed. So, you know, the chore chart where you were thinking, Mike does all of this. I get some classic jobs as well. Stuff that's engineering related. And this morning it was an engineering related job. The toilet wasn't flushing. The water was just backing up to the top of the bowl. That is my job. And I was thinking, I just want to go to bed. Anyway, after much persuasion, it's now working again. Because just like him, I have no intention of having a plumber in the house. I do have, I'm not sure what these are called. No, I don't know. We had this device and it was like, it had a handle on it, like a spirally thing. And the idea is it's like a flexi pipe that you turn the handle and it goes down the toilet and all down the piping to clear anything that's down there. We had one. And then when we went shopping for something else, there was a bigger one. It was actually longer. And I said to Mike, what happened was it was fine for years. And then we started having problems with it. And it's not us. But what happened was 3 families moved in the vicinity with young children. And I think they might be putting nappies down there. So I bought this other thing, this big spirally thing. So I am armed when it comes to this. But today's was actually quite a simple job. Kettle of boiling water and a brush and we'd sorted it. So that was fixed. So when you think, oh, poor Mike, all the tasks he gets, at least he didn't get that one. That one was mine. I don't think Mike knows how to use the implements. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Hello, Paul. How is it down under? I think we gave Maya rice, but he didn't like it. The only thing we ever persuaded him was a good idea to eat that was actually healthy for him was carrots. He did actually eat carrots with his food, but other than that, no, he didn't like anything that he didn't like the look of. But I think we did give him rice once, rice and plain chicken again. So there's plain chicken on for her. No, I know it's not good if she won't drink at all. She has had some earlier today, but about 3:30, she was not having any of it. She did take a little bit off her finger, so I think she just wants to sleep. She's now exhausted and tired with it. Jonathan, we knew it was going to be the 13th. They'll have to move it. Maybe she has a fur ball. She could do. I don't think we've given her an opportunity to actually take much of it. Oh, Bovril. Bovril with the rice. Oh, she might like that. Sounds like a drain snake. Oh, it could have been called that. That's exactly what it looks like. Yes. And it's hidden under the bath. So when I need it. But the thing was, wherever this blockage was, oh, this must have been about 3 or 4 years ago, there was no way it was at our end. So I needed this thing. I think it's 20 metres long. So it's going down into the outside drain. But I fixed it because unfortunately, the way the house is built, being on a corner, the pipes, the waste pipe and the water pipe, the outbound water pipe, they actually buried it under the garden. And, you know, I definitely don't want them digging up the garden. So I fixed it. You'll be busy on the 14th. Paul's done that before. I cannot understand people putting wet wipes down there, but they do, don't they? It's so annoying. I've got a friend who goes to Greece a lot. I think she's dual citizenship now. And when she was explaining the systems there, they can't even, it's so fragile, they can't even flush toilet paper down, never mind wet wipes and stuff. And when you see the things, because every now and then over here, you've probably seen it, Tracy, we'll get like a programme that will be about the fat burger that they've found. And they tell you what they've found down there. And you're like, who would put like yogurt pots down the toilet? It's not a waste disposal in those terms. But apparently people do. So I'm really not surprised. But it was noticeable here when more young children moved in, you know, babies, nappy age. It was noticeable. So I just try and make sure that ours, as far as I can deal with it, from the toilet end and the water pipe end, is actually as good as we can get it. Because otherwise, you know, it does start causing major problems and then we get embroiled. And I do not want to get embroiled. If somebody else's is blocked, that's their problem, not mine. But as long as it doesn't back up, we're lucky in a way. Our house goes up about 10 to 12 inches. It's on a slight incline, which means things tend to go the other way, not upwards. But who knows what can happen? I just don't want anybody to have to come out and deal with it. But anybody who puts stuff like that down there, just what's the matter with you? Because they're not biodegradable, are they? They're virtually indestructible, those baby wipes. Kiva gets boiled rice when she's got tummy upset. Boil it in extra water and use liquid, like, right, okay, I will do that. We'll see how we get on with her. Oh no, Kim's got an eye appointment, so she'll be late. We'll keep it all warm for you. There you go. Someone found eating GU rich chocolate yogurt whose only choice is to hide in the toilet and dispose of the evidence. Simon, that could well be it, couldn't it? That could well be it. Did I see Mrs. Simon? I did. Hello, Mrs. Simon. How are you doing? Yogurt pots could come from the storm drain in the street collecting urban refuse. Yeah, I guess it could. I don't think a yogurt pot would actually fit down there. We've got two different types of drains now. It's really weird to look at it. The old style ones are like a grid with like oblong holes in it, metal. The new type are meant to drain the water faster. They're more like the US style, where instead of having like a grid embedded in the road, it's like a slot embedded in the curbstones. And they're circular. But they don't seem to be doing much good. Because, yes, they could technically clear the water faster. But the problem is, because again, they're on an incline. The problem is, because the circular holes are bigger, they're also collecting more leaves, which is blocking them, which is actually making it worse. So we'll see how that goes, because today has been an abysmal day. Is it raining where you are, Jonathan? Because it's certainly raining here. It's been raining solid now for 3 days, which I don't mind, but it's very dark and gloomy. So it's gone from like, I would say 2-3 weeks ago, quite summery, to freezing, which again, don't mind cold. But it's we've had fog, we've had lashing rain. It's really weird, just straight away, you know. 2 days and we've gone from summer to winter. What can you do? I have seen those, Paul, but I still wouldn't trust them. I don't think it's a good idea to flush more than the essential down there, because it's not just you. If it's in an urban setting, then what somebody else is doing could impact you. So I don't particularly do that. Oh, by the way, talking of the neighbours, Simon, you braced. No, it was good news today. The fence has returned. The dogs can now go outside, but they used to have in this old fence. The old fence has been there about 12 years, I reckon, maybe a little bit more now. The neighbour put it up. Now, it's actually our fence to change. In the UK, you tend to have one fence, usually the left one as you're looking out, that's your fence and you replace that. Now, this fence had seen better days, shall we say. But the neighbours decided they were going to do their one on the left and they thought they might as well do the one on the right as well. So they asked if that was OK and we were fine with that. But if you remember, it disappeared and then the new fence panels didn't fit that. Well, they are back today and they fit. But the old one had, it was like an overlapping style and there was a gap and you could put your hand through this gap and pet next door's dog. And next door's dog liked that. And also, Lola and Next Door's dog could sniff each other. And Next Door's dog was here when Maya was here. So I think he thinks there's been a resurrection. You know, he looked through the fence for years, nothing. And all of a sudden, the white dog's back. That's gone now. So we need to put a little, doggy meeting place on the fence. Need to lift the panel so they can see each other. Anyway, it's back. Right, let's have a look. Raining earlier will rain shortly. Oh, we've got it, Jonathan. I'll send it on to you. It's usually you sending it on to us. That's been a standing joke here for years. When Mike watches the football and it's raining at Old Trafford or snowing at Old Trafford, I say give it 5 minutes. And odds are 5 minutes later it'll turn up here. So it normally comes from you to us. Oh, Paul, that's genius. Slight incline. Not at the bottom of the lane. Where we used to live, the villagey type place where you weren't a local unless you'd been there for 300 years, it was not the bit where we were, which was probably on lower ground, but there was this other, I guess like a housing estate, but it wasn't, you don't call it a housing estate over here. Good grief, that has very dodgy connotations. A collection of houses, and it was very steep. And one half of the road, I mean, literally not quite 45 degrees, but, you know, maybe 30. One half of the road had the cars parked like upwards. And you're thinking, if the handbrake goes, and the other half of the road, when it rained, they absolutely deluged. It just ran down their path. And I always remember thinking I would not fancy a house that was on a hill like that. Absolutely not. A little incline's fine, but, you know, not at the bottom of something. Not when you see, there was one on the other day, actually, on the news, like a mudslide or a, it looked like clay. And it had just enveloped these cars. And I'm talking not like one or two, I think there's about 50 of them. And I thought, look at the state of that. And that is happening more and more. So, weather forecast call October to March in Seattle. Big dark. That sounds like what we've got. I've not known it get dark this fast for years. I think 1981 was a really bad winter. And when it snowed like to the tune of 2 foot. It wasn't wise to go out. And yet we still went to school. And now if there's two snowflakes out there, they're not going to school. Safety assessment can't happen. But it was a bad winter. This one's just really dark. It's really dark. And given how warm it was only 2 weeks ago, we had the fan on. The fan has now been replaced by the heater. And that's what we did in the spring. It went from we'll have the heating on to I am absolutely sweltering. Heater went out, put the fan in. This is why we don't bother with either the central heating or air conditioning, because you'd need both. And it would be like the weather clock. So we just switch over. Good night, Jonathan. Latitude, not attitude. Anyway, poor Jonathan. Jonathan shouldn't have disappeared at that point. What we'll do, we'll have a good old giggle about this now, and then we'll tease Jonathan with it later. But as I was looking at the COVID stats, don't ask, it's shocking. Don't think we actually mentioned it yesterday, but have you heard the UK have had a bit of a snafu over the weekend? Whatever system they're using, which, you know, judging by what's happened, I would recommend to be probably an abacus. They miscalculated. Now, OK, you can miss a few hundred cases of COVID, can't you? Yeah. 50,000. In the last 10 days, they miscalculated, obviously to their own advantage, in terms of 50,000 people with positive tests did not get added to the stats. So they added them to the stats over the weekend. Do you remember we talked about a good day to bury bad news? Put them out over the weekend, said Boris. Nobody will notice, said Boris. We noticed. The stats are now off the scale. If you can imagine adding, in a country this size, 50,000. Now, that was bad enough. That was the first thing that they did. The second thing, and I did capture this. So let me see if it's under the coronavirus page. Oh, Tracy, that sounds good. I definitely need one of those. Sounds like they missed a data source. You'll love this if I can find it. Where did it go? Come on. I know it's probably in there because I captured it earlier today, which means I would have the link. Right. As in a bad workman blames their tools, they're blaming the tools. And this piece was titled Excel. Why using Microsoft's tool caused COVID-19 results to be lost? It's not the tool. Let's be honest. However bad Excel is, it doesn't suddenly think, you know what, we'll just delete those figures. So it was underreported from the 25th of September to the 2nd of October by 50,786, which has sent the figures absolutely skyrocketing. But that basically blames Excel, which I think is shocking. It's not Excel's fault. It's whoever's using Excel. I mean, Excel has had moments where it can't add up, I'll grant you, but not usually to that degree. Now, the other thing that was far more fascinating than that, that I think we definitely need to tease Jonathan about. Oh, come on, where's my link? Which browser have I got that opening? So many browsers, so little time. Do you know what? I'll just open it up in here. Firefox is getting very sniffy with me and I don't know why. But on the BBC News page, there's a kind of, there's a list of links on the right-hand side. And what they are the most read stories. So they're obviously the ones that are resonating with people. Now the flaming thing has disappeared, crying out loud. There it is. Right, must be opening here somewhere. And it's crashed again. Is anybody else having Firefox crash? Willy-nilly, as they say, since Catalina. Because mine's useless. And it's my default browser. It's absolutely useless. Right, let's try again. I'm not looking for the COVID stats this time. Fascinating though they are. I'm looking for the other story that I had open ready to share. There it is. Simon's going to have a field day with this one. An absolute field day. Hope Panda comes the most click page. Oh, absolutely. But this one's worth looking at. Let's just say that. This is on the homepage of the BBC. So obviously I drill down to read more. There are no words, are there? I could use words, but I'd probably get taken off air. So I'll leave them alone. But this one's up there with the lady pipe. I had my head on my side thinking, how does that actually... Anyway, so maybe somebody could explain that. It says it's a toy. But when I read what it was, do you know what I thought before I actually read the whole piece? I thought it was some kind of device that the courts could now dole out to offenders. But apparently it's a toy. So... while Jonathan's not with us, did I mention it's his birthday soon? Do you think I could get one to him fast enough? There are no words. Oh, the problem only affected Windows 7. And the government are still using that? Probably. But 50,000 that they've missed. And then this. And while we're talking about all of the 50,000 and what that means, and locally it means that the rate of COVID infection has gone up 25%, which is shocking. And what's the most read story on the BBC? The toy. Oh, Simon, we've got a mate who is a firefighter. And... you know, you assume, you know, fighting fires and how glamorous all of that is, like the TV. And he said, no, literally 3 to 4 times a month, they get called out to somebody who needs to be angle grinded out of something. And I'm looking at him like, what do you mean angle grinding? And he rolled his eyes and he went, well, once it was a tap. And I'm like, well, what? Oh, and he said, what was the other ones they've had? One was a vacuum cleaner. He obviously, yeah, don't go there. Vacuum cleaner. And apparently it's quite dicey. So they ended up in hospital with part of the vacuum cleaner still attached. And the fire service had to get him there. I mean, honestly, the fire service have got more to worry about. But he said that that's a regular thing. That is quite common. And I'm like, I thought that was like 1 in 10 million. No, apparently not. Or if it is, they all live around here. Who are these security pros and what they do all day? Well, I think, Kim, we've got a bit of an idea what they do all day now, haven't we? But I'm still looking at that and thinking, how exactly does that work? You'd think they'd put a diagram for the more innocent amongst us. I mean, and I love the stories at the bottom. Built-in cameras can be easily hacked. Yeah. And the little most red thing at the bottom, actually, the COVID stats have now jumped over that one. But that one was number one at the point I looked at it. Now it's number nine. But yeah, I'm going to have that one explained. I mean, why? When I read the paragraph, it said, where is it? No, that's at the beginning, isn't it? It basically said what it did. Oh, here you go. It's sold online and it's £145 or $190. It's marketed as a way for owners to give a partner control over access to their body. I actually think they need locking up in a prison in solitary myself, but that could just be me. Oh, poor Simon. Mrs. Simon drained you in. Wouldn't it be angle ground? It could be. I just like the idea of grinded. Some of them want grinding, honestly. Who in the right mind? So you had to prise open the circuit board and press the batteries against two of the wires to trigger a motor. What's the motor for? I think I'm incredibly innocent with this one. Leave me with my toilet snake. Was it a toilet snake? Whatever, the snakey thing that I am qualified to use. You should be thanking me for saving you all from the story. Right, fair enough. Okay, Mrs. Simon, you are probably in a better position to know that than we are. There you go. So, yes, it's all go over here. We've got that as one of the main stories. We've got the 25% jump. Boris has given a rousing speech to the party conference, which luckily I managed to avoid completely. There's a huge story. It was either Kim or Paul who mentioned this about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Long COVID and why some people aren't recovering. And there's another long piece about that on here. Which is quite scary, isn't it? And then you see Donald Trump and he's running about like a 2-year-old, the last I saw. There are no words. There's no logic to who is suffering this long COVID. So you can't really hook it up to, oh, well, they were a smoker, or, oh, well, it was this, or, oh, well, it was that. Last week, I think, we had like number of new cases per day. And it was something like 300. Then it went to 500 and then 600. They're not making a big deal of this by having a press conference every day and all of that. So you do need to actually go look. But today's figures were announced. So bearing in mind, this is a week after it was 600 new cases a day. And there are 14,500 new cases. And when you think we've already been put in, I mean, we've been in lockdown since when? August, I think. It can't have been the beginning of July. It was the end of July it was. Because if you remember, we had that garden thing that people were going to go to with the Catinians. And it got, well, first off, they said you can't meet indoors. But that was fine. So when everybody went to bed on the Thursday night, you can't meet indoors, but you can meet in your garden. But then at 2 o'clock in the morning, they said, changed our minds. You can't meet outside either. And when Mike got up at 5, I said to him, you know, the garden thing. And he went, oh, yeah, that's fine. You can meet outdoors. I said, not since 2 o'clock. You can't. And it had to be called off with like 2 seconds notice. So we've been in lockdown since then. And the figures are now 25% worse than they were last week. And they weren't great to start with. So our local infection rate, it's off the scale. And that, I think I mentioned a rugby match where they couldn't turn a team out, basically, and they were going to have to forfeit the points. That's the Sale Sharks. It ended up that the match had to be cancelled because I think the other team had a pretty similar problem. So now all the sports falling away again as well. So it's chaotic here. And Boris is just like, carry on as you were, nothing to see, move along. Until we all drop, I think. I think that's his plan. You love the map. Just a new story page. One marker in Uruguay. Do you know, I didn't look at the other countries. I just looked at the overall thing and I'm thinking, you know. So, people are buying this and using it worldwide. Let's have a look. Firefox has crashed again. Oh, Firefox, what are you doing to me? I think I'm going to have to do a new Compave install on it. Or change my default browser. But I really don't want to return to Chrome, do I? Right, chastity belt, come on. Let me see the map without crashing. Have you noticed how, in fact, it's really weird, isn't it? The way it's panned out. I mean, there's some in America, but there's actually more in Europe. And then wherever that is it China Way? Can't see the map too well. Oh, and there's one in Saudi Arabia as well. You're right. Just the one in Saudi Arabia. Do you think they were taking the proverbial when TechCrunch says that the chief executive subsequently told it that he had tried to tackle the issue? Just saying. Poor Jonathan missed that one. And it's called a cellmate. That could have the most unfortunate connotations, couldn't it? Yes, we'll mention this tomorrow and Jonathan will be like, what? Unless he's kept up with the news, but I don't think so. I know Jonathan. And he's been far too busy. And now he's peeved because he's going to miss some of the show next week. Oh, Paul, that's genius. A MacBytes gift set. Lady Pipes and a cellmate. Am I on the latest Firefox? Yes, I am. And it's been like this since I Catalina'd. Before that, it was rock solid. And now it's just a crashing fest every 2 minutes. I'm wondering if it's possibly an extension. One that it doesn't like, but it's a difficult one to track down. Let me just do a check, but I'm sure I am. She's been sleeping like a baby.
Oh, I'll go and check on her.
Yeah, Tracy recommends rice, boiled rice, possibly laced with some Bovril.
Oh.
Mm. I think Lola might quite like that. No, she's been okay.
I'll try with a bit of chicken.
Try with some water. Need to get some water up her. If she doesn't want that, try her with some ice. We'll see how that goes. Crying out loud, I've now got mails coming in on top of everything else. Right, where is this update thing on Firefox? Because I know I've done it. It's in the about, isn't it? Because it's weird in Firefox. Firefox is up to date. It is 81.0.1 and it says what's new. And I can tell it what's new. You are crashing right and left. I think I've got the other thing set to automatically update. So I don't think it's anything to do with anything that is updatable. But whatever is the matter with it, it's crashing 2, 3, 4 times a day, definitely. But when you are intensely working with it, it can just go from under you. So I can't deal with that. You found a cellmate unboxing. Oh, Kim, you're going to have to share that one. Let's tease Jonathan that we've bought him that for his birthday. Bio yogurt restores the guts flora flushed out by the tummy upset. Yeah, I think we'll have to get some of that. Imagine being called as a locksmith to an incident. I'm sure they've seen some things, but to be honest with you, nothing quite like that. Although the firefighters have. That's got to be so bad, isn't it? So, so, so bad. Crying out loud. This is what the country's come to in 2020. And we all thought it was going to be flying cars, didn't we? Not quite. I'm just looking at these stories and it's just chaotic. Apart from the good news about the couple that got married and they got round the limit. There's a 15-person limit on weddings in the UK at the moment. So this couple looks like a Hindu wedding. I'm not quite sure. Let's have a look. They managed to get round it and have 250 guests. Now, how did they do that? It was a drive-in wedding. So they were at the beginning and there was at the front of the thing. There's a huge screen and people pulled up in cars. and they had food delivered. It's a great story. It's fantastic. And they said it wasn't quite the wedding they were hoping for, but, you know, they got all their friends and family there who watched from the comfort of their cars on this big screen. How fabulous. Asian wedding it was, but absolute genius. And he said the guests were able to order food from a website and it was delivered to their cars by a guy on a scooter. And he got round it. Genius. Genius. Oh, what's the Don done now? Trump's COVID post deleted by Facebook and hidden by Twitter. I'm having to stop reading these stories because then I need to see the panda. Oh dear, oh dear. Oh, Kim's got an ocean question. How can I export a table to a CSV file? That's really simple. You go to the page with the table on it. So let me get to... Oh, good girl. I'm hearing good girl. This sounds good.
We haven't had anything.
But she's not done anything wrong either. Right, you go to the page with the table. Now, that could be a page with an inline table. If it is, it's the one with the arrow on the name. Because how you do it is different depending on the type of table. So if it's the core table, where there is no arrow to the left of the name, then you can use the three dots at the top. But if it's a linked table, then there are three dots just to the left of the new button, the new with the drop down. And in there, there is an option to export. And I think the default is actually Markdown and CSV. So you've got PDF, HTML or Markdown and CSV. Choose Markdown and CSV and hit the export. What will be downloaded is a zip file and the CSV that you're looking for will be in there. The extra stuff like Markdown and things are just if there's anything extra. So if it's a core table, let's have a look at the top. If it's a core table, you can do it from the thing in the top right hand corner, the three dots, and you can export from there. In fact, you can do that if it's not a core table. But if it's not a core table, you could have more than one table per page, which would complicate the download. But if it's a core table, three buttons in the top, hit the export, you'll get your zip file, open your zip file, and you will have your CSV in there. When you choose Markdown and CSV, you only get the Markdown file. Oh, that's not good. Let me do it. Let's go find the core table and do this from the core table and see what I get. Because I did this last week and I definitely got the CSV because that was what I was working with. So let's hit the export, Markdown and CSV, do an export. Should be inside the zip file. Are you getting a zip file? I would pick the biggest table we've got, wouldn't I? It's the one with the shows in. The one that I said that I'd added a few extra shows in, because we were adding the maroon shows a week at a time. And I said to Mike, this way madness lies. So I just added another 100 shows. For reference, marooned day 300 is the 9th of January. Just saying, just in case that's of interest to anyone, because the way the figures are going. Right, I have got the zip file. I have unpacked the zip file. And the only thing that's in my zip file is one file, and it's a CSV file. So are you just getting Markdown? Yeah, I'm getting a very core table that just looks like a spreadsheet and with everything in it. So I'm not getting anything else in terms of Markdown. Nothing Markdownish came out. So that should work. That should work. No, I've lost my chat. Come back, chat. There we go. You do have some calculations in the table. That should not make a difference because the one I'm looking at, which is this CSV thing, we also have some calculations. So let's have a look how the calculations come out. Good grief. I've got some wide columns. I'll have to open that. My word, I have no idea what's in there that's causing it to be that wide. But if I double click on a CSV file, it will open up in Apple's numbers. They assure me they've made it better so I can have bigger tables that will still be responsive. So let's check that out. Right, your data was imported. It looks like it's the content items, which is a referential thing. Ick, Can you just disappear out of the... That's it, off you toddle. Right, let's move that one. So, calculated fields, calculated fields. Where are the calculated fields? Yep. What I get for the calculated fields is the actual data. So it's not calculated, it is the actual data. So I've exported the shows table and the calculated fields are release day, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, release month and release week. And the reason that we calculate those, obviously they can all be calculated from the date. So they're not something that you want to add and then manually fill in. But when you export it, you actually get that information. So if you're not seeing the CSV file, then something's gone wrong well before that point. How big's the table? What sort of data is in it? No, I don't understand why you only get the markdown file. It doesn't matter if it's calculations, it would just come out as text. So I'm getting one zip file, and within the one zip file, there is one CSV file. So there's absolutely no reason that that's not working, which obviously doesn't help you at all. Tell you what, let me try a different table. What should I export from here? How about the project one? That'll be smaller. Right, so I've got an inline thing that I am exporting. I'm choosing Markdown and CSV. It's got images in it. It's got dates in it. It's got embedded stuff. You're getting referential links. Hang on, let me open that. Because the downloads covers the chat, which is not useful. Referential links when I export from the app, not the web version. Oh, okay, that's a point. I'm using a web browser. What are you exporting from? In fact, I'll open up the Notion app and let's see if I'm getting something different from the Notion app than I am from a browser. Shouldn't be. It should do one and the same. Oh, I won't say I've not logged into the app in a while, but it wants me to log in. Tell you what, let's just log in with Google and be done. What are you
she's
doing?
She's not eating, she's not drunk, and she's made more diarrhea.
This isn't good.
No.
Yeah, but she's been quiet for a good while, hasn't she?
Yeah.
So settled. She seems settled. She'll eat when she's good and ready. Right, so let's get this projects table and export that.
Do you want me to cook?
Is there a panic?
No.
Right, I'll stick it on the desktop. That's the plan, isn't it? That's a bit weird. Maybe this is the problem. Okay. No, I don't want you to merge. I want you to export. Export Markdown and CSV. Having a think about it, at some point it's going to need to prompt me for a location. Only, oh, there we go. Yes, it has. Right, I'll put it on the desktop. And then have a look what's in there. Shared a fabulous toy for Jonathan's birthday, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see it in the chat? No, I've done it through the app and I still only get the CSV. I'm not getting any markdown at all. So there's no reason why not. What's in the markdown file? Have you actually opened it up? Because I'm never seeing a markdown file. And I don't know what would be in that markdown file. Nonsensical. Nonsensical. I hate it when it's stuff like that, don't you? Trying to work out what's going on and there's just no way you can because it's just being weird. Don't you love getting mail about your website that says we can improve your SEO? I've just found you on Google. Well, therefore, Google's working. No words. Right, have you looked inside the markdown file? Could it be that we just need to change the extension or is it actually markdown that's in there? I would say what kind of table is it, but a table's a table's a table, isn't it? And I've tried it on three now and I'm getting the CSV for all of them, even when it's a huge table with like 800 records in it. I'm not getting any CSV, any markdown whatsoever. So if I wanted the markdown, I wouldn't be getting it. When you try to write the markdown file, defaults to my node and that was crazy. Right, right click on the markdown file and choose a text editor. Open in and then choose a text editor. So BB Edit, Sublime Text, Even Text Edit. And see what you're getting in there. One thing we could think about is let's take it back a step. Let's wind it back a step. Why are you exporting it? What do you want to do with the data? And then let's see if we can move it forward from there. I'll give you an example. What I was doing with it was exporting it so I could open it up in a spreadsheet, delete all of the data, but what I wanted to keep was the headings. And that way I could build my importer. There was a lot more involved in actually doing it, but that was how it started, to save me manually recreating the table in a spreadsheet. But right, so the data's got to go to the accountant for tax purposes. Okay. There's no reason it's not working, apart from the fact it's not working. Let me have a think about it and see if there's anything else I can think of. But there's... Have you created a link table based on the core table and tried exporting that? Just in case there's something about the table. You really want a spreadsheet. Mike can understand that. Just get a page that you can throw away later. Make a new page. / linked. Choose that database and then export it from there and see if you can get CSV that way. Alternatively, I'm wondering if you could do this. Right. Try that one first. Let me know if that works. Second thing I'm going to try is, where's that shows table gone? Might as well go for the big one. Right. If you put your data into a table view, how many records are we talking? Is the hundreds? Right, let's just try this. And is it numbers or Excel or Google Sheets or whatever? Right, I'm getting a new numbers file. Got my data. Okay, try that and let me know if that works. If not, I've got a plan B for you. So let me know if that works. That was quite quick, that as well. Surprised. Impressed even. Wow. No, I don't want you to save that file. We want to see if this is working. 30 names in a sheet. Okay, this is going to work really easily then. So try the first way. But the second way, we'd be doing it that way to try and find out what the problem is with the data. But there is another way. The other way is to open up the table in Notion. Click in the first cell and then drag down as if you were in a spreadsheet and you were selecting multiple cells. And Notion will let you do that. So select all you want to take into your spreadsheet. Copy it, go to your spreadsheet and paste it. And what will be pasted in will be the values. So you have got some that are calculations. What will end up in the spreadsheet will be the values. The markdown just gives you a link back to the table. Then something's not right there. Try the copy and paste method. Will that give you what you want? I'm just trying at my end to see if I could get the whole of a table out. And yep, it's fairly simple. It's just a matter of how to select the data. So let's get myself a new spreadsheet and see if I can paste the whole lot of the data in. And yes, I can. It's not pretty, but you can tart it up at the other end. It does take the data. So try the copy and paste method straight into a spreadsheet. It gives you the results, the calculated results. So what you would need to do if you wanted them to be calculatable in the sheet is type the first one in the first cell of the column, put the formula in you want and then drag it down. But yeah, copy and paste it. We did that, didn't we, when we were updating an entire column? Because you can't do a replace. Could you imagine if they did replace queries? That would be amazing. But doesn't do that. Try copying and pasting. I'm sure that'll work well. So we've had a fabulous time looking at the news, haven't we? Apparently, what did Simon just put? Boris Johnson's banging on about a new Jerusalem. You might want to get us out of our current witness before you open your big mouth. I think Simon, although I believe he lives in London, I think he's on another planet. Because he's not on this one with the rest of us. But you know, he gets away with it. He's one of those like crusaders, isn't he? If he says it's a new Jerusalem, then it's a new Jerusalem. Because Boris said so. But the fact that people are dying and being infected, having no jobs, no food, apparently it's not happening. Not in Boris's mind. We'll see how that ends up for him. Good night, Simon. Say good night to Mrs. Simon if Mrs. Simon's already gone. Oh, dear. So we'll have to hope that Jonathan can be with us tomorrow for a good old giggle about his birthday present. What was that other thing? That jacuzzi thing? Don't use the two together because one's got a little motor and the other's got water. Just saying. Copy and paste isn't working either. Kim, there's something weird going on. There's something weird going on. Is it locked? Is that causing any problems? Because my data's not locked. Is there a lock icon at the top of the sheet or something? Because there's absolutely no reason copy and paste isn't working. Are you in the app or are you in the browser? Let me try the copy and paste thing in the app. For which I'm going to need a proper little table. Do I have a proper little table? I do. Right, so I'm going to copy out everything from MacBytes After Hours 94. And let's try and stick that in a numbers spreadsheet. Okay, let's have a blank one. And paste. Still working.
I was getting that.
Right, when were you getting it? Then we can work back from there.
I was getting only the MD file when... I'll have to try it. Just give me a sec. I've just gone back through the chat.
Ah, right now in the browser with the lock on. Can you take the lock off the page and then try exporting it? It could be the lock that's causing the problem, particularly if you can't copy and paste out. Just try it without the lock on. You can always put the lock back on later. In fact, if you unlock the page, the lock should stay at the top saying unlocked in blue to remind you to lock it when you finish with it. That should work fine. Let's have a look how that goes. I hate it with little niggling things like this, don't you? The only thing that it could be caused by with what I know is that lock.
No, because I've just...
Well, if I lock a page and then try doing it, let's have a look what happens to mine.
I've done that.
I wouldn't particularly lock pages. I lock pages because Mike fiddles, don't you, dear?
Yes.
He moved something once. I hasten to add the once on there. Right, so I've put the lock on this page. Right, I'll refresh the page just in case the locky thing doesn't apply unless you refresh it. It's saying it's locked. But that's not actually stopping me copying the data. So the lock's the only thing I can think of, but it's making a difference to you, isn't it? But not me. And I'm assuming there's only Kim in the space. No, it's still working.
No, I was getting it. It was inconsistent. I was getting it either when, I can't remember which way around it was, but either it was the table was the only thing on the page or it was an inline table. But then I tried it three times and then it started working. But I've definitely had it where I only get an MD file.
I don't think I ever have, because if I had, you know, I'd be exporting it to do something with the data.
Yeah, well, I was.
Then what did you do to fix it, or did it just fix itself?
It fixed itself. I exported it about three times, and like on the third occasion, it just fixed itself.
Hmm. What might be an idea to try is download another browser, one that you don't use. So Edge, Vivaldi, Opera, something like that. So you are starting completely from scratch. Reason I suggest that is you could then have a browser that you can nuke the cache on, just in case that's making a difference to Notion that something's cached somewhere. So try it in a different browser that you don't use at all. If you've still got a problem tomorrow, I would get in touch with Notion, because I can't make mine fail and you can't make yours work. So there's something not right somewhere. That it would be my best advice over that. So it's going to be a busy week, isn't it, Mike?
Mm.
Oh, yes. It's our birthday on Thursday. Can you believe it's 13 years? I actually have, I think, some screenshots that I took 13 years ago. I still have them. So we might have to share those as well. And I remember sitting here because it was October and we just updated to Leopard. Do you remember? You were on your Mac and I had Vinny's table next to me, the little wooden one, with my 17-inch laptop on. And we had Mike Burke at the other end. And yeah, we were testing out that photo booth thing, you know, the roller coaster one. Oh, you should have seen the two of us. What were we like with it? My kids. And then, as if that isn't enough excitement for this week, then we've got the Apple event next week. Yay! Jonathan had bad news about that, Mike.
Yes, I've seen it.
Yes, not good. Not good planning there. I think he has to find an almighty problem on Monday that stops the rollout on Tuesday, don't you think? That's what he needs. That's what he needs. So we'll be putting out the poster and running order for next Tuesday, but obviously pretty similar to last time. Only I think the event will be longer this time. I think they'll do at least 90 minutes, maybe more. There is every good chance that Biggles will appear either on the night or the next day, because they don't seem to be hanging around with those now. Usually they give us like a week's notice. This machine has been, generally speaking, no worse on Catalina. The biggest casualty of the update has actually been Firefox, which is a crashing fest now. So I'll have to strip it back to nothing and start again with Firefox, I think. Luckily, Vivaldi's absolutely fine and Chrome's absolutely fine, but, you know, would be, wouldn't it? Especially given that Firefox is my default browser. So we'll see how that goes. So shall we head off and have something to eat now, given that I haven't eaten at all yet?
Me neither.
That would be a good plan, I think. Good night, Paul. Right, you try those things, Kim. Let us know, and we'll take it from there. There must be a way to deal with it, because it's working here. And now Mike's is working, but his wasn't working. So there is hope that yours that isn't working will be working shortly. Okay then, but for the moment it is good night from me.
And it's good night from me.
We'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.